Welcome back to the Renaissance Foundation podcast, a podcast about inspiration made by the young people at our youth charity. We support young carers, hospital patients and at-risk pupils in London. I'm Corey, a member of staff at Renaissance Foundation, and I'm excited to tell you about this very special podcast we're sharing for International Podcast Day. So it's not a full episode where we usually interview a guest. This is a special behind the scenes of how we prep and make a podcast with some tips that we got from Sophie and Tom from Audible. We recorded this right before our interview with Adi Adepatan, episode 12, and it's basically Sophie and Tom giving our young people advice and tips on making podcasts. Thank you so much for helping our young people prepare for the interview with Adi. You both definitely helped calm all of our nerves, and the advice you gave us was so good, we wanted to share it today. And it was really nice just to discuss the different aspects of podcasts that we like and just have a discussion about that. So this is why we really wanted to share this kind of sub-episode with all of our listeners at home. In this episode, we discuss the podcasts that we listen to, we get some tips for interviewing, we talk about an episode of TLDR that Tom produced, we also talk about format of a podcast, difficulties hosting, like for example, trying to remember the questions you want to ask when the guest is telling a really good story, and emotion, and also how important emotion is in a podcast. And Tom actually references our second episode where we interviewed the New York Times journalist Rukmini Kalamaki. We really hope you guys like this as much as it was helpful for us preparing it. We hope this information can help others and just go to show the amount of work that goes into each episode, the fact that our young people prepare questions, you know, we have to plan it all, and you don't really see that when you listen to the final piece. So we just wanted to celebrate how far they've come since we started this podcast in lockdown. We actually, this episode that you hear, this sub episode, was recorded during lockdown. So it was very fresh in our minds while that was happening. So I'm just really proud to see how far they've come in such a short period of time. And I'm sure everyone at home that listens to this can also learn from it too. But what would really help us if you could subscribe to the podcast, and if you could share any episodes that you like on social medias, and also get in touch with us and tell us what you think, which ones you liked the best, what you think we can improve on. It's all feedback that we can work with. So we really appreciate that. So now on with the episode.
Does anyone listen to podcasts at all? If we didn't listen to the episode, that's absolutely fine. But does anyone listen to podcasts? And if so, what's your favourite one?
I mean, I listen to podcasts, but I'm a fan of like the Joe Rogan podcast.
Great. What do you like about it?
Well, it's just really calm. I just remember watching the one about Elon Musk, and I just don't think anyone else could have done that. You know?
Amazing. Anyone else got any podcast recommendations or a reason why they don't listen to podcasts? Is there a particular thing that you don't enjoy about them?
So I listen to podcasts. Firstly because I find them like a much easier way to revise as well. So there's like these English GCSE podcasts or geography. I listen to those. I know Corey listens to one I listen to, No Such Thing as a Fish. It does a bunch of random facts and then just inserts a bunch of conversation. And there's another random one I listen to, which is the Kardashian podcast. So it's these YouTubers, they do impressions of like these celebrities. And so they made a podcast, and it's the funniest thing to listen to, especially when you just have like a long bus ride.
Amazing. So humor is always good, and education as well. That's good to know. I'll have to give that Kardashian one a listen. So perhaps we should go into, I guess, what's going to happen next, and then have a little chat about what makes a good podcast. Tom's great at making podcasts, so I'll leave this bit with him.
Yeah, so I think, tell me which you'd rather do. I can certainly talk through some of the tricks and tips that would be helpful for a podcast, but if you want, we can do it another way around. And if you think about what you think makes a good podcast, and then I can talk you through some of the tricks and tips that we use as producers.
I mean, like, I always feel that a good podcast is always like, it's always better when they have a really nice voice and they're like easy to listen to. Mm-hmm. Because like, it means I can just listen for longer and like not like kind of get just carried away with it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Get lost, if that actually makes sense.
Is there, you said that Joe Rogan's interview with Elon Musk, you don't think anybody else could have done it like that. Is there, do you remember something specific about his interview style or the way that he chats to people? What do you think?
He's very friendly with like famous people. He acts like he's kind of on their level.
Yeah.
And with that, he just, it's like a no pressure environment. I think that's one of the main reasons.
No, that's a really important, so, you know, interviews obviously are at the core of any show, whether it's just a chat show or, you know, a more investigative series, and having chemistry with your guest or your interview subject, you know, especially in comedy, like you were saying, is really, really important. And I think one of the ways that you build that rapport with a guest is by making sure that you're asking open-ended questions. So I'm sure this is something that you guys would have talked about before, but trying to make sure that you're asking questions which don't have an easy yes or no answer. So instead of saying, did you go to this place? You would say, tell me about where you went. What was it like? Set the scene for me. Okay, that's great. Interviews. We'll come back to that in a bit because there's some more interview techniques we can talk through. But anyone else got anything from any podcast episodes that they liked and why they felt that made it a good podcast?
I've been listening to one called 13 Minutes to the Moon. It's a BBC one. And I think it's one to give everyone context. I think it's about the Apollo 13 mission that went to the moon that went wrong, and everything that could go wrong went wrong, and the odds were stacked against it. So I think on that one, there's this kind of each episode, they kind of break down different aspects, but there's like a really strong narrative. And I started listening to it around when the coronavirus thing happened, because it's like, how do you solve a really difficult problem? And actually everyone's quite calm and they kind of find solutions, and it's quite teamwork based. And then you find, narrative, I think, is really important, but it's also really well produced. But just the music, and I think they got Hans Zimmer to do the music, which really helps. But it really flows quite naturally. So yeah, for me, that narrative and the flows was really important.
I'm so glad you raised that point, because that's the thing I love most about a podcast, is when they sort of tell a story and you sort of follow the journey as well. Two of the ways, and this tends to be for more narrative series, but two of the ways that we do that best, and you might not necessarily notice it when you're listening to something, but it's nearly always there, is in the opening 90 seconds, maybe, once you start editing your interview, you normally want to introduce a question. So in the TLDR episode that we sent through earlier, that question is, are there people, there's multiple questions. Are there people who exist in the world today that don't use the internet? What is their life like? Why don't they use it? What does it sound like to hear somebody using the internet for the first time? And without explicitly stating it, as soon as you set up those questions, the listener is sort of trapped into wanting to listen to the rest of the story to see if you answer the question. And then the second thing that happens, and this is something that I'd never really thought about until I started making shows, is that if you tell a story, think about stories that you tell, you know, your friends or your parents about how your day has been, or something humiliating that happened, or something that, you know, was a moment of bravery, or something that really scared you. When you're telling a story like that, you always say, this thing happened, and then this thing happened, and then this thing happened. And that kind of creates a sense of momentum, because the listener's brain gets tricked into thinking, like, wanting to know what happens next. It's the way that every story works. It doesn't matter what medium it is. And that's something that I think Apollo 13 does really well. It's called a TikTok. So you're basically taking people through the timeline, saying this and then this and then this. Serial is another example of that was done brilliantly. That's a really good choice.
I was listening to The Naked Vocalist, which is very niche, so it's definitely for a certain type of audience. I don't think everyone would find it interesting. But it was just the setup, but they do bring kind of speakers on to show examples of like technique. But there's two of them and they're both really good friends and they just kind of share their stories and it's very much back and forth. But they're just really funny. So yeah, humor's the way forward, I think, for me.
So you guys have made a few of your own podcasts, right? Is there anyone on this call here that has taken part in their own podcast for the Renaissance Foundation? And if so, what did you enjoy the most about doing that?
Jose hosted one of our episodes recently, didn't you, Jose?
Yeah. Honestly, I just got like a better appreciation of people who do host because it's very difficult to always be to keep that momentum going. So when you are asking the questions, it's finding a way to round up that question and then lead it onto another one. So I guess I enjoyed that, but I just need to get better at it. But it was fun.
You've done a really good job, I say. I don't think you need to get better. I don't think just keep going. Just keep doing it.
I mean, I remember on the podcast, I just remember having to think of questions whilst asking questions. Like, you had to really keep on top of it. And just to keep the flow. So I've got a newfound respect for all podcast hosts.
I'm so glad you guys have brought that up because it's really hard. Not always, but sometimes you'll go in with a list of written questions, but you're always, that's one of the other important things for being an interviewer, it's to be prepared. You go in with a list of questions and know what kind of things you want to talk about, but be prepared to listen to the answers that you're being told so that you can sort of zigzag with the person that's telling you a story. If they mention you've asked them about a trip to France that they took and they say, oh, well, we were really delayed because, you know, my aunt's leg had fallen off or something, and then they just sort of motor on and talk about the trip, you know, you definitely want to go back and revisit that. That's probably an obvious side story, but it's not always that obvious. That's another really important technique is, and it just comes with practice. The more interviews that you do, you learn to do that twin job of holding a set of questions in your mind and also coming up with new ones as people are asking. That's a brilliant one. Does anyone listen to podcasts which they would think of as quite emotional, I wonder? And if so, can they remember a specific story that they listened to? And it can be any emotion. It doesn't have to be sadness or laughter. It could be something that was really tense that you listened to, something that made you think a lot. I'm trying to think of, maybe I can send around some more examples, but the interview that you did with Rukmini, one of the emotions that I think I felt whilst I was listening to that, her series Caliphate, was just complete confusion. And one of the ways to really draw out emotions in an interview is very, very, very simply to ask the person that you're interviewing how they were feeling at that moment. It is the question that you will ask the most in any interview as a podcaster or someone interested in radio production. You never hear it, or you don't hear it very much in the episodes because we very carefully edit them all out. But I must ask that question five or six times every time I do an interview with somebody, because as well as explaining what's happening at specific moments in a story, again, if you think back to stories that you tell friends and family, one of the things that they want to hear most often is how you were feeling whilst that stuff was happening to you. There's a podcast that I love, which maybe I can send you afterwards, which is about an experiment that NASA did where they built a fake space station on a fake planet Mars and locked people inside it for a year. And it's fascinating to find out what was going on, you know, in their minds when these people who all of their relationships started out really friendly, suddenly you're stuck with them all. I mean, I'm sure everyone can relate a little bit at the moment. But you're stuck with them, and it's interesting to hear how their feelings change.
So with all of those points that Tom's just brought up, obviously in a couple of minutes, Adair Deputan's going to be coming onto the chat. So I don't know if anyone's knows who he is and have some questions, but I think now's the time for us to really start thinking about questions that we want to ask him. It would be great if everyone on this call was able to ask one question. We've got half an hour with him. He'll do a little intro at the start, but then it would just be interesting. I think it doesn't really matter if you don't know who he is, because that's, you know, the interview and the questions that you ask is what's going to kind of delve into what he's done, some of his amazing achievements and things that he's passionate about. But it's always good to think about what do you want to know about someone that you've never met before but has a really interesting backstory, and you know, who are their role models and how do they keep going when, you know, perhaps that they're having a dark moment, or how who inspires them the most and things like that. Always good, interesting questions that often kind of open up a person, and you can kind of know a little bit more about them and who they are and what inspires them as well. So have a little think about that. But yeah, hopefully Ade is going to be joining very shortly. So it might be worth us taking a couple of minutes, each of us, to just quickly write down one question that we want to ask him. And then we can go round when he joins and get those ask him those questions ourselves.
Sounds good.
So do we want to take a quick minute to write down one or two questions for him, and then we'll come back and we can go through some if we've got time. If not, we can get started with Ade straight away.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Sophie. They're really good suggestions to get questions now and the good examples. And honestly, guys, I know you're going to think of good questions. It's just an open discussion. You've done really well in the last podcast, so just keep, like, literally anything that you're thinking of, just go for it. I'm excited. I think it's going to be really nice.
If anyone hasn't got a question or can't think of a question, just let me know. Or if some of you aren't comfortable to perhaps say your question, even though you have one, you can write it in the chat and then one of us will read it out for you. So yeah, just let us know.
And then, Tom, do you have any tips as well? Because we had one the week before last of President Obama's advisor, and we planned loads of questions.
You guys are getting the best interview subjects ever.
and it went really well, but we kind of planned it in sort of a certain way. But because he's really engaging, he had lots of stories, then it kind of, everything we'd kind of planned, it all went really well, but it kind of was just different than the questions we'd planned and stuff. So we just wonder if you have any tips on that. Is that often happen when you've got a really engaging guest sometimes?
Yeah, that's a hard one. And I think especially for the type of show that I make and that Rukmini makes, one of the things that we don't talk about very often is, so I'll give you an example. I just finished working on a documentary that ended up being 40 minutes long. But the interviews for that documentary were 8 hours worth of tape. The short answer to your question is it's very hard. If you've got a limited amount of time with someone, I think you're normally guided by gut. If you know that there are three things, so when you organize your questions, organize them at least in your mind, the things that you absolutely need to get from them, what are the two or three things, and then expand those questions. So if you've got time, how are you going to, you know, dig a little deeper into each of those? And so that hopefully by the end of the interview, you know that, right, I've got my three that I've definitely answered. I've got room to dig into those a little bit deeper if I need to, if conversation starts drying up. But if it's going really well, like it sounds like it was with your last, you know, you've got the freedom then to let the interview just sort of follow its own path. And if anyone wants to, you know, we've got some really great questions in the group chat already. They're nice and open-ended, which is perfect. Lots of opportunity to ask follow-up questions about why and how they were feeling and have they ever met them, you know. But if you guys want to test out questions with me, we can certainly do that now. I can either talk them through or you can send them to me in a private chat, whichever you'd like. But really good selection so far.
Let's have a go at that while we're waiting for Ade. Osei, have you got a question which you would like to ask?
Yeah, my question is, how did you approach challenges mentally?
That is a brilliant question. And if one thing that's also quite helpful is sometimes if you ask for a specific scenario that illustrates a challenge, because that'll give you a, you know, the kind of this happened and then this happened and then this happened that we talked about both of them. That's a brilliant question. Really good job.
Oh, that's great.
For example, there, Osei, thinking about what Tom said, Ade's like, he's represented Great Britain at the Paralympics. So he's like, there's a moment then when he's at a challenge. There's also other times in his career when he's been like filming documentaries and stuff. So, or even writing a book. So maybe you can add it to that kind of time. But yeah, it's a really good question, that one. Well done.
Thank you.
Oh, it looks like he's joined the chat, which is great. Ade, can you hear us?
One of the other things I should have mentioned, silence is a very good way of building intention when editing an interview. So this is actually a very good learning experience.
Hey, can everyone hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
I don't understand what happens when you put on Zoom. It automatically goes to mute. I mean, why would that happen? It's crazy.
Thank you so much for coming, Ade, and giving us your time today to chat to us a little bit. We've just been having half an hour of just chats about podcasts, really, and also interview techniques and how to ask some good questions. It would be amazing if you could give a bit of an introduction on yourself to the young people on this call, and then they've put together some questions to ask you.
Okay, sure. My name's Adia Depitan. I am a Paralympic athlete, TV presenter, travel journalist, and most recently a children's book author. I've written the Cyborg Cat series of books. Yeah, that's me.
If you want to hear the rest of this interview with Adia Depitan, head over to our podcast and it's episode 12. But I just liked having the lead in because you could see how seamless it was getting the advice from Sophie and Tom. And then we jumped straight into it with Ade. So thank you. And also want to say thank you, Sophie and Tom, for making this episode possible, helping us get Ade as a guest, but then also helping us prep for it. And I think not only did you make this episode happen, but you've really helped us with the whole podcast with the tips you've given us, not only for the young people, the questions, but also a few little tech tips and questions that I had as well. So we really appreciate you guys taking the time to share that advice to help us, and we thought it was only right to share that with our amazing listeners online and at home, so they could benefit from the same advice as well. Renaissance Foundation is all about inspiring and motivating and overcoming challenges, and you've helped us do that, and we want to help others. So thank you very much. And thank you to everyone who listened to this episode. We really hope you found this useful. If you do want to help us out, one way is going to our website, renaissance-foundation.com, where you can find out who we are and who we support and how you can donate to us to make the difference to young people's lives. And also, if you could subscribe to the podcast and share any episodes that you like, that would be amazing. Every listen counts at the moment for us. And we just want to carry on doing this because we're having a lot of fun. So we hope you enjoyed this special kind of behind the scenes sub episode for International Podcast Day. We're really excited to take part in this. And just let us know what you think. We're going to have a new episode coming up very, very soon. We've got, I don't know, we've got so many more coming up in the next few weeks that is actually really exciting. And we're going to hit the ground running. So just stay tuned. And if you don't want to miss out, make sure to subscribe to us. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom. You can find us anywhere online.